morning, honorable members. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You are welcome. Welcome, DG and your team, the chairs of the entities Source and Sambi, and your delegation. I think we'll have to do the take the introduction. I'm sure that members are well known to yourself, but for my purpose, probably we'll have to do the quick introduction so that we know who's who in the room. Can we start from here on my left?
Morning, Honourable Chair, Honourable Members. I'm Judy Beaumont, Deputy Director General for Climate Change and Air Quality Management in the Department of Environment.
I thought we were going to start here.
Good morning, Honourable Chair, Honourable Members. My name is Marie Bohner. I'm the Chief Financial Officer of the
Good morning, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. My name is Linda Makulene, and I'm the CEO of the South African Weather Service.
Morning, Honourable Members and the Chair, or the Chair and the Honourable Members. My name is Ntswaki Mgome Zulu. I am the Chairperson of the Board of Weather Service South Africa.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Nick Nichols, and I'm a board member and Chair of the Audit Committee of SOARS.
Good morning, Honourable Members. Good morning, Honourable Chair. My name is Mnikele Ndabambi, General Manager Operations, South African Weather Service.
Morning, Honourable Members and Chairs of the entities and DG. My name is Ziyanda Majogweni. I'm the GM Corporate Affairs for the South African Weather Service.
Good morning, Chair, Honourable Members. My name is Kanyisa Anisi. I'm the Acting GM for Human Capital from South African Weather Service. Thank you.
Good morning, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. My name is Mapula Hari.
Switch the other mic. Yeah.
My name is Mapula Khari. I'm the General Manager Commercial in the South African Weather Service.
Yeah, no. The main folk in the Weather Service are an endangered species. There is a bit of gender imbalance from the Weather Service. So, yeah, we must work on balancing. Is it? Congratulations. No, there is an imbalance. Okay. Yeah, Judy, you've done it. You can come again, Judy.
Thank you, Honourable Chair, Honourable Members. I'm Judy Beaumont, Department of Environment, responsible for Climate Change Air Quality Portfolio. Thanks.
Thank you. Good morning, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. Nosi Ponaba, Director General. Thank you.
Honourable Chair, Honourable Members, my name is Shoni. I work for the Department of Environmental Affairs, responsible for biodiversity and conservation.
Good morning, Chair and Honourable Members. My name is Nana Mahomola. I am Chair of SANBI.
Good morning, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. My name is Tanya Abramson. I'm the CEO of the South African National Biodiversity Institute, SANBI.
Good morning, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. My name is Carmel Mbizo, and I'm Head of Research and Policy Advice at SANBI.
Good morning, Chair and Honourable Members. My name is Vivian Malema, and I'm the Director for Biodiversity Education and Empowerment and Human Capital Development at SANBI.
Good morning, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. My name is Mokete Khwahli, Chief Corporate Officer of SANBI.
Okay. So there are no more new faces. Okay. Let's proceed, Honourable Members. We have not received any apologies except the Minister is not around. The DM is there. There's an apology. It was emailed. Okay, the DM also. I haven't received it. You must just make sure that it reaches us on time. So those are the only apologies. I've been informed that there's an agreement that the weather service will be the first to present, and then somebody will present thereafter. That's fine with us. Maybe we must hand over to the chair of the board. We are happy that you are here. We prefer that when we engage with the entities, the board is also here, because the board does play an important role in the entity. So we are happy that you are here. We are going to hand over to you to then tell us what you want us to do.
Good morning, and thank you, Chair, for those welcoming words. I would like to introduce my team. They've already introduced themselves. I've brought the whole executive of South African Weather Service with me today to come and present this annual report. As an entity, we have done it again. We've got a clean audit, and we have been told that we will be also receiving the award. This is not the first time we are maintaining the culture of continuing getting the clean audit. We've done well as an entity, except, like in any other good thing, there is a story of challenges. The challenge that we have experienced in this financial year, it was about the radar availability. But when the board realized that we had problems, so we're experiencing challenges on getting them to work, because the availability that is acceptable is 80%. We took a decision to move some resources, that money, to make sure that all the parts and all the necessary resources to get the radars working. So that is the only challenge that we are bringing here to this. But as we are talking, for the third quarter, we have managed to up the availability to 80%. That is the only red face we've got that we didn't achieve. I would like to congratulate my team and the support we get from DIA and all the other entities that we are working with, because we cannot achieve what we are achieving without collaboration with other government departments and with other stakeholders. We are doing our best with the resources that are given to us. I will give over to the CEO to do the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair and Chairperson of the Board, and also the colleagues. Thank you for indeed the chairperson has indicated that the organization has also done it again this time around to get clean audits. So I would like to go through the presentation. I will firstly provide the summary of the performance and also summary of the achievements, and then we'll have a detailed performance report in terms of the annual financials, and we'll have the conclusions. The detail of the performance report, the financial, the CFO will take us through that. Chairperson, as you will notice, this is a dashboard report of the Auditor General in assessing the organization and also looking at the internal controls. I am pleased to report that in the area of leadership within the organization, last year we received green faces, which means that the Auditor General is happy with the internal controls in that area. And if you compare with the previous year, the faces were also green. The area, Chairperson, where we have yellow faces, where we need to have improvements, is around the information ICT. And this is the area that we are also this year paying a lot of attention. And I think it's one of the areas that the Audit and Risk Committee is also monitoring very closely. Coming to also governance, Chair, it is pleasing to also report that the Auditor General, even in this area, has also indicated that from the previous year, the controls are still intact, and they were also happy with the green faces as well. Giving the summary, the high-level summary of the performance in terms of the performance objectives, members of the portfolio committee, I also need to highlight that when Auditor General was doing the performance audit, usually they will take a sample of strategic goals and strategic objectives. But in our case, all the strategic objectives were evaluated in terms of the performance of the organization. For five of them, all of them, Auditor General look at them. And in terms of that, we have reached, out of the targets that have been set, we had 24 targets, 28 targets, and we achieved 24, that is 86%. We have two partially achieved and two not achieved, and they are being addressed, which we'll talk about. And I think one of the key strategic ones that the chairperson has also indicated they've been monitoring very closely is their RADA data availability. Out of strategic goal number one, we had seven targets. All those targets have been achieved. Under strategic goal number two, we had eight targets. Seven of the targets have been achieved, one partially achieved, where we did a customer perception survey, and we targeted to get 85%. We got 4%, but 84%, my apology, 84%. And we looked at the report, the survey, and we as management identified areas that we need to be working very closely in terms of moving to the target of 85% also in the future. The next goal is goal number three, is the financial sustainability of the organization, where we are looking at the financials. I must say, members, that with that one, even with the Auditor General, the CFO will highlight all the targets were achieved in terms of the financials and how we are running the financials within the organization and the prudence that is there. But I don't want to go into detail there because the CFO will talk about that. Even the commercial targets, when we, at the beginning of the year, we indicated that we had a number of challenges. And looking at the budget, we have achieved that as well. Coming to the fourth target, members, we felt this previous year it was important for us to work with other entities. Then looking at working with the security cluster and have an MOU with them and having activities working with them. But when we were having the negotiations, it was indicated that it would be important first that we have an MOU with CETA, and then we take it from there. So at the moment, we have not concluded that, and we were negotiating at the time. So I think this is one of the areas that we'll look at it very closely.
as the chair has indicated on the around the radars. But I must say, towards the end of the year, and thank you to the board, we managed to have the data availability improved third and the fourth quarter. Next one. And the other one, Chair, was the goal number five around the bursaries that we wanted to provide in this year. We managed then to provide 57 instead of 62. Thank you. Some of the things that Chair I would like us to as achievements, and I think it's important for us as the Weather Service that we provide relevant products and services. In this year, Chairperson, as you know that we are faced with a lot of challenges in terms of the climate change, and we do have a number of different institutions in South Africa that are working on climate area. And some are doing research, some, like the Weather Service, providing the service. Others are really coming up with application. But it's important then for the country that all these institutions work together. And I must thank the department, Judy. We've been working together to come up with a climate national framework for climate services. And that plan, the implementation plan, has been developed where we also look at resource optimization and product development across the sectors so that we work together. So I would like to also really thank the department because the department and the Weather Service, we have been driving that one. Then the other area, Chair, that I think it's important for us as South Africa, but also is the Weather Service. In terms of our mandate, in terms of the Act, we've got obligation, international obligation, but as an entity, we also need to be proud, and also as a country, that the World Meteorological Organization has identified South African Weather Service as a regional telecommunication hub, collecting information for the English-speaking countries in the continent. And we've managed even now to do it well, and the World Meteorological Organization is actually, they appreciate the work that is being done by South Africa in leading in the area. The other responsibility that we've been accredited for is the regional specialized meteorological services. In this previous layer, we had a lot of workshops working with the WMO together with Met services in the region in looking at areas of severe weather, flash flood guidance, and we're providing training also on total quality management, on quality management for the aviation sector. So those are some of the achievements. I'm also pleased, Chair, that in the previous year, working with different partners, we've managed to come up with, I would say, groundbreaking product development. For example, we're working with the department, the climate and air quality. It has been important for us to provide applications that will assist in management of climate change adaptation. And we targeted agriculture and water. And we've managed to come up with some products that we've launched. We also looked at the construction industry and also looking at the renewable energy sector. So there are some products that are out there already in the market to address some of those challenges there. The other one, Chair, that is also important. We managed this previous year to bring together different aspects in looking at one of the challenges that we have in terms of lightning. We invited, we come together, we had engineers, we had department specialists in health, doctors, and we had weather service, and we had people from the utility sector. We also had people coming from the side of the indigenous knowledge. And we had a conference where we launched a website together with these parties where we're going to be looking at issues around lightning as a collective.
and having to provide that information on that website. Our minister was there to launch that with our chairperson. The other achievement that I think is important in reaching out to our customers and our end users, we had a project with NEPAD where we are training farmers and extension officers. We launched it in the Free State in KwaZulu-Natal, where we provide the training and addressing agriculture, how to use the weather information to assist the farmers. And also we had interaction with the commercial and media community in terms of some of the workshops on addressing, making sure that they get the information is reliable and they also have an understanding of how to use the information. We believe as the weather service that one of also our responsibility, we need to be building a body of knowledge in the area. And we cannot do that without interacting with science institutions. We promote scientific excellence. We, for example, in that picture, we have signed an MOU last year with also the University of Vets so that we can have to work closely with the scientists there. And our scientists, the year ending, have scientific publications that were peer-reviewed, 28 of those. And we also have managed to get commercial partners as well. We'll go into some detail in that area. The clean audit we've also talked about, and all the financial targets were really achieved. And with the commercial, when we were having some challenges in the beginning of the year, we have 18.7% above target achieved. Human capital, chairperson, this is one of the areas that is also very important for the organization in terms of the resources. Organizational performance, I've talked about it, 86%. In terms of retention of core skills, we are at 93%. And achieved 65% absorption of the bursaries that we are providing and employing those people within the organization. Next one. Goal number one, Chair, I don't know, with the goal number one, which is one of the goals that is taking most of the work for the organization, providing programs and application for weather and climate, we have achieved all the targets that have been set in the area. We have managed to come up with a number of products that are required, as indicated in the highlights. This is the detail in terms of that. And also moving to the next one, we also, as part of our work, we've been working very closely with also the SADC region. You note that we are not getting a lot of when there are severe weather events where you find that Mozambique has severe flooding and people don't know what to do. Because now we develop a severe weather guidance program where we interact very closely within the SADC region. And our forecasters work together. And we also have the website that provides the guidance. Next one. Goal number two, Chair, as indicated, the area that we haven't is with the perception survey. And in the other areas, we've achieved all the targets that have been set. And also, in terms of the partners, we have achieved the 8 partners that we said this year we'll look at, and those are the details in terms of that. And the other issues I've already discussed. Let's move to goal number 3, the financials, which the CFO will talk more about them, so I will not go into detail on that one. And moving to goal number 4, we also, the way we had a challenge is actually with the radars, which we've also talked about, and the MOU needs to, we are finalizing this year. and also the one important achievement that is also important for the country, not only for the weather service. The aviation industry requires all the providers of service to have a quality management system in place. Otherwise, they will consider that the services of that institution not really in line with the compliance. The Weather Service has retained its ISO certification, and it's one of the few weather services in the country that is having a total quality management system for the whole organization, not only for aviation. So, and as a result of that, South Africa is being requested to assist other countries within the continent to ensure that safety of our skies is actually achieved. Goal number five, members, is on human capital. As indicated, with the human capital, we have all the targets that have been set achieved other than the bursaries, which we have not achieved. We've achieved 57. I think, Chairperson, looking at the details of our performance as an organization, I am also, as the CEO and the executive, we are pleased with the fact that Auditor General actually audited all our performance strategic goals, and with all of them, there was we had a clean bill of health. Now I'll give over to the CFO to talk about our financials. We cannot do anything without money.
Honourable Chairperson, Honourable Committee, CEO, members of the board, colleagues, is that better, Chair? Perfect. Chair, it is a great honour to present the audited annual results of the South African Weather Service for the year ended 31st March 2016. Chair, the slide currently showing is a year-on-year comparison 2014-15 as at 31st March versus 15-16 as at 31st March. Members will see that the total revenue at the end of 14-15 was 280 million. At the end of 2015-16, it was 310.3 million rand. There was an increase of 29.9 million, 11% in total revenue. And when one looks at the rand amounts in terms of the variance, one can clearly see that the biggest contributing factor to the increase of almost 30 million was a result of the increase in aviation revenue. When one looks at the percentage increase, the highest one year is the 52, which is the non-regulated commercial revenue. What the CEO spoke about to say that we've actually exceeded our targets also in that area with regards to our commercial revenue. So both in percentage and in rand value, commercial has outshined the other elements within the package of revenue. When we look at the expenditure, Chair, our expenditure was 281 million in 14-15. It climbed to 299 million in 15-16. But please note that it only represents a year-on-year increase of total in 6% year-on-year. So that indicates that the organization is managing its resources to the utmost care in terms of achieving the necessary outcomes as presented by the CEO. Our depreciation for the year, last year it was 26 mil, this year it's 30 mil. The increase of 3.6 mil was mainly due to the fact that we are having to write back or reevaluate old assets and use them for longer than what we anticipated in prior years. Therefore, it actually increased the depreciation in the statement of financial performance. Then, Chair, last year we had a capital grant of 30 million. The year under review, we did not have any CAPEX grant. We made a gain on the fair value adjustment of the investment property held to the value of 1 million rand against the previous year's loss of 26.4 million. The actuarial loss on the post-retirement medical aid
gave a positive gain of 1.596 million rand, resulting in the deficit for the year of 16.349 million. Chair, also, although it's a deficit for the year, in comparison to what we've had last year, the 25.6 million, we are very pleased with the results, and also showing in the next slide against what we've planned for the year. So, Chair, this is the slide that compares the actual results with the planned results. And in this regard, as I mentioned, revenue in total exceeded our expectation. We planned to get 284 million. We achieved 310 million, a positive variance of 25 million, of which, as I reported, the main contributing factor is the increase in commercial revenue. That exceeded our expectations with 25 mil, which clearly can be seen is the main reason for the total revenue being exceeded. Therefore, the percentage variance on revenue was 8.94 positive green, exceeding the expectations. With regards to our expenditure, Chair, we anticipated to spend 312.988 million. We actually spent 329.300. There was a negative variance of 16.3 million rand, resulting in a negative variance of 5.21. Now, although we say, Chair, this is negative, it also illustrates the mobility of the organization. I think the chairperson of the board also said when we actually realized that we generated additional resources by revenue being higher than expected, we actually utilized that to address some of the maintenance need within the radar network to achieve a reasonable outcome by the end of the year. So in the first quarter, we didn't know necessarily that we could have resources, more resources available, but towards the second quarter to the end quarter, we actually utilized those resources to actually give a higher performance and service delivery to our clients, both from a public good point of view as well as from a commercial. So, Chair, this is mathematically not 100% accurate because the base needs to be the same. But if one takes the total revenue and the total expenditure, the actual variance net comes to 3.73%, which as an organization, we try to manage our resources in totality, and we're quite pleased with a percentage of 3.73, which is well within the norm of approximately 5%. Chair, when we look at our assets, our total assets decreased by 5% from 522 million to 495 million. The main reason for that was a decrease in non-current assets, which decreased by 16 million from 443 to 427. We made acquisitions during 15-16 to the value of 13 million, which consisted mainly out of computer equipment and service to the value of 4.8 million and meteorological and air quality equipment to the value of 8 million rand. Our current assets decreased, Chair, and the main reason for the reduction of 10 million was as a result of utilization of cash resources brought over from the previous year. With regards to liabilities, our liabilities, although our assets decreased year on year, Chair, fortunately our liabilities also came down, and in finances that's always a good sign. So our non-current liabilities decreased by 22.49% from 15 to 12 million, and the main reason for that was our retirement benefit obligation decreased from 11.85 million to 8.32 million. When we look at our current liabilities, they also decreased, Chair, by 11.19%, representing 6 million, from 55 million to 49 million. And the main reason for that was the reduction in our trade and other payables from 30 million to 27 million, and also the reduction of unspent donor funds to the value of 3.04. Maybe just a bit more about the unspent donor funds. I think I explained it last time as well, to say this is actually held in trust in a donor agreement, and you actually recognize it in terms of how you spend it on the deliverables in accordance to the contractual agreement. So this refers to the statement of financial position, the balance sheet in old terminology. So therefore, if this value decreases, it means that we've rendered the services
and therefore we recognized balance due in terms of revenue, and that reduces the balance sheet value. Chair, then just briefly, the overall outcome of the regularity audit. I think, Chair, the CEO has touched on many of these items, and I think just to highlight a few, we feel very happy and proud that we have not had any material corrections on our draft financials that we submitted, or unaudited financials that we submitted on the 28th of May. Usually that's a measurement of internal control of the organization and how well you prepare your financials and how up-to-date your records are during the year if you're able to submit a reasonable product to the Auditor General for auditing. We received an unqualified opinion on the reliability and usefulness of our performance information. And as the CEO mentioned, the AG was very pleased because they said potentially at source they now are the first team that is in a position to express an opinion on performance information, because they did not test it on a selection basis. They test all five strategic objectives. So not only, so we're actually quite pleased with the results to have received an unqualified on this particular area, or because everything was tested 100% and not just the selection. Chair, the dashboard on drivers of internal control was in the CEO slide, so I won't go through that again, as well as the assessment of assurance drivers. And here they look at the ability from senior managers right up to the audit committee, and they found that all the people in the governance structure provide sufficient assurance on risk management and to enable the organization to achieve the result desired. They also reported no deficiencies in internal control, and maybe with that one, Chair, although it's not part of the AG's finding, it's contained within the annual report in the audit committee's report, where it's clearly stated that our internal audit function also granted the organization a clean bill of health and found nothing to report in terms of major deficiencies in internal control. Chair, the Auditor General focus on this area year on year, and it's become a very large area during the audit, and that is procurement and contract management. The South African Weather Service has got no findings with regards to this in the management letter or on the auditor's report, other than one small finding in housekeeping or administrator. Then there's no unfavorable financial indicators that relate to budget, expenditure, revenue, asset and liability, and cash management. And Chair, we received an unqualified audit opinion on the annual financial status with no emphasis of matter or any other reporting or non-compliance matter. Chair, one of my colleagues said to me, she sometimes gets confused. Unqualified doesn't sound good if you talk about qualifications. So this doesn't mean that Sauls didn't go to school, Chair. It's a positive one. So, Chair, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to report this to the committee. And I'll hand back to the CEO.
Thank you very much, CFO. Members, we gratefully and humbly present the annual financial statement for year 15-16. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much, the Chair, the Board, CEO, and the CFO. You know, when you have performed well and in class, and it's time for acknowledgement of the good performance, so you walk up to the stage with a smile to say, hey, I've done well. But of course, I think members would like to engage, but I don't see any indication that members, yeah, maybe we must start from the back and then Honorable Khadev.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. The presentation is very interesting, and we would like to congratulate the entity for achieving an unqualified audit opinion from the AGs. With that in mind, Chairperson, since the board is also here, I would like to know, Chair, through you, how far are they with the investigation that was instituted by the minister on the report that was dubbed Stormy Weather, a Rain of Corruption in Source? I would like to know how far are they with that investigation. Yes, that would be the only question that I would pose for now. Thank you so much, Chair.
Okay. The investigation initiated by the minister. Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Edwards.
I've got a couple of questions. Not many though. On your, I think it's your slide that says 2.2. I think it's slide 7. You go on in the program as well, but I made my notes here. The stakeholder satisfaction level, it's 1%, it's not that much. But why I'm asking a question is because of the last column, you've identified areas to work on. What does that mean? What areas? What are people unhappy about? Or maybe not just too happy about? And then also, what is your plan to then ensure that your stakeholders, if I can call it, are happier or more satisfied so that you do reach that? I mean, it is just 1%, but just as a for interest's sake. And then I have a question on your goal number 4. On slide 30, your data availability is 69%, target is 80%. Just for interest's sake, under challenges it says that intermittent power supply or load shedding. So I get that's pretty, especially in the year that's passed. But have SAWS ever looked at, or maybe it's silly, maybe I don't understand it properly, at like solar to stop the dips or whatever. Just for interest sake, that'll be interesting to know. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable.
No, thanks, Chair. No, we welcome the report, the presentation. And I think one is just deeply encouraged, because I serve in other committees, portfolio committees, where I'm just exposed to unqualified reports, and that lifts up my spirit. Thanks, Source. Chair, my questions will just be random. First is a few comments. The first comment will be on the leadership and governance, the green there. We commend Source, and then we say just sustain that. That will also include the question of the retention outcome, 93%. I remember in the previous year when Source reported to us, there were some challenges around retaining staff. And I remember as a portfolio committee, we raised it sharply to say, then enhance or develop your retention strategy, because those are critical skills and they take time to develop. So it's quite commendable. Chair, let me go to my simple clarity seeking question. One is that your 4 targets, in terms of quantity, 4 will be manageable. Will be doable. Now you meet 2, 1 partially, 1 not. Can you give more reasons? I know the CEO has tried to explain, but at a quantity level, those are negligible. Yeah. Then on page 5, on donor fund unspent, I know the Chief Financial Officer, you have attempted to respond to it. But I was of the opinion that if you solicit funds all over, they are spent there for a purpose, for a particular objective and a program. Now, if we have funds categorized under unspent, what is the implication for service delivery, and what is the implication for the main reason why you sought the funds? Attached to that question will be, are the funds that you have, donor fund that you have categorized as unspent, are they put in a separate account, or are they in the main call account or whatever, current account, whatever? And then what is the obligation in terms of the donor? Because my own understanding that there must be accountability and report. Are there no penalties? And how long will these funds remain unspent? Okay, on page 11, in terms of the buzzeries, I understand you give reasons that due to financial constraints, which is reasonable. But just to be specific, I just want to know, CEO, that does source cut its cloth according to its wear? Because it can't be correct that you say this is your target for buzzeries, then you cite financial constraint, then it deals with your planning. Is it smart principles, your targets? So for me, that will not be a plausible explanation. Page 13, I'm wrapping up, Chair. Your extension to the farmers and the training. You have cited two provinces, Free State and KZN, train on this agrometeorological training and information. Just a simple question, is there a plan or an intention, because we've got nine provinces, to roll out to other provinces, because farmers equally would need that kind of expertise. So are there plans in place to roll out, and are there specific timelines? Those will be my questions this round, Chair. Thanks.
Honorable Nyambi.
Thank you, Chairperson. I welcome the presentation from SOS. Also, we can see the face. Yeah, we appreciate that as women.
We are in trouble.
No, Chairperson, just want to know the issue on buzzers. What are the intake in terms of buzzers? Is it an inside thing, or they go outside for to assist in terms of the institution, or they recruit from outside, or it's just an internal program? Another question, Chairperson, we're facing hashtag fees must fall. What are the implications of the ongoing call for free university training affect your bursary going ability? Will you have to give more or less in future because hashtag fees must fall?
Hashtag fees must fall. So if the fees do fall, it means that there would not be any need for bursaries. People will attend universities for free. Honorable Kika.
Oh, thanks very much, Chair.
Speak to the mic.
Let's do my output here. Mine is, I want to raise this. There are serious looming water shortage in South Africa, generally. But most importantly, in places such as Gauteng, Chair. What in source doing or saying to South Africa can in this regard?
Thank you, Honorable Khadebe wants to come back again.
No, Chair. Honorable Kikana just raised something very important. There was a product that the entity wanted to develop, but they had an issue with an IP. and it seems to have disappeared on the radar. It would be nice to hear how far are they with that product that they wanted to develop to assist with the drought situation of water in the country. I think it would be nice to hear. That's a very valid question from Honorable Ligan.
Honorable Makubele.
Thanks, Chair, and thanks to SOS for your wonderful achievement. There's a pending award, we are told. that's great. Perhaps it will be the first award. Has there been such awards before to other people? You got it even last year. Or the department and source. Oh, so you're sustaining that. That's great.
And I think even Smangalisa, all the entities. Yeah.
That's great. You're putting us in a very good position. Next time it means we must be fearing our own achievements. You know, because if you achieve a lot, what it means is that any slight regression, then it's a big thing. You know, so you must be fearful of your own achievements. So you must forever be working very, very hard, not to sleep. That's great. If the Auditor General's office can then give you that thumbs up, which is a very good institution in the country whose work is to do exactly that, I don't think there's another person or institution that can fall to. Yes, it's very good as well that you're saying all your goals were actually assessed or evaluated, meaning there was no sampling done. Of course, when you're talking about five goals, let alone the extensiveness of the work or how intensive that was going to be, but I'm just saying out of five, you don't want a sample of two or three and claim achievement. So perhaps it was in order that all of them were evaluated so that there's no, like, if goal four was assessed, perhaps a different outcome would come out. You know? So for now, we're just for sure that it was like that. Let me raise just four issues quickly, Chair. Firstly, just share with us once more. How many board members do you have? I see there's a page that talks to that, and the number of board members. Are they supposed to be that number? It's 13 here. Are they supposed to be more, or it's a full complement? Just for information sake. In terms of liabilities, that is slide 39. You're talking that there has been a decrease for the retirement benefit obligations from 11.85 million rand to 8.32 million rand. What caused that? Just for interest. The third point, what is your coverage of the severe weather warning? Is the entire country covered, particularly in rural areas? Or how do you look at that kind of coverage? Is it possible that you may be biased towards the urban areas? And we just want an assurance that SOS is for all of us. So even if I'm somewhere in Guyana, if there was to be a problem, I may be notified and told to relocate speedily. and not be sacrificed simply because of my location. The last point, you're saying that you are being called upon to do meteorological work for other countries. Now, are those countries in a position to pay for this work, or it's some charity kind of, you know, our brothers and sisters who are in need, and therefore we're extending a hand? What is it? If they don't pay, what do you do in the event they have to pay for those costs? Thanks, Chen.
Thank you very much. I guess those are the questions. But just to note that, you know, if I don't know why, normally the Auditor General do sampling when they perform their audit. And you say you were, almost everything was audited, and still you came out with smiles. It's a good thing. There's just one small thing which I would like you to respond on or to look at, which is the IT systems control in terms of the internal control systems. Although everything else is fine in the organization, but the Auditor General is saying that you need to look at the IT control systems as part of the internal controls, which is something that you must just look at. You know, the OAG looked at all the internal controls, and he says this one, it's an issue. So you may not want to respond to it, but it's something that as an organization, you must just go back and look at it. Are you ready to respond to the other questions? So the chair will tell us who's going to take what.
I will take the investigation that was instituted by the minister, and then I will give the others to the CEO, CFO, and the ops guy, and the GM operations. What I can report to the honorable board members is that yes, there was an investigation that was instituted by the minister. It has been completed. All what it needs to be done now is that it's going to be tabled at the next board meeting, which will take place on the 2nd of November. And then we will take the report to the minister. And then I think it can be made available to the members if they so wish.
Tabled in the board, in the
yes,
next board meeting.
The next board meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you okay? All right. No. Okay. Okay. CEO.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think let me allocate the responsibility with the team. I'll request the CFO to respond to the financial questions, donor funding, and all the other financial questions that have been raised. And then in terms of slide 7, the question around slide 7, the stakeholder survey and the areas where we need to be focusing, I'll request GM, Corporate Affairs, to respond and give the specific in terms of the areas where we need to be improving and the strategies that we're going to put in place in terms of that. In terms of the radar availability and also the issue around the supply of energy for the radars, I will give that to the GM ops to respond to that. And around the question of also NEPAD, the project, the NEPAD project, moving to the other provinces, I will also request the Ops General Manager to respond to that. The other one is the severe weather, provision of severe weather information to all the South Africans. I will request the GM to also respond to that. In terms of that work, then the other question that has been raised is around the other countries, provision of services to other countries. I'll correspond. I'll add to what the GM Ops will be providing. With the question of water shortage. This responsibility, I think it's also, I will also give to the commercial because it goes to the question around the application. Yes.
Just be brief.
Okay.
Just allocate question what this person
okay.
question.
All right.
Because I want us to wrap up your presentation
so,
in, the next, in the next 10 minutes.
Thank you, Chair. The question was regards to the donor fund raised by the Honourable Member. If one looks at the annual report, and sorry to refer the committee to the annual report page 145, is the disclosure of unfulfilled, and I think we generally talk about unspent donor fund almost in short, but if you look at the full terminology, it's defined as unfulfilled conditional non-exchange revenue. Now, I think the long terminology explains it better than to say unspent donor fund, because what it means is there's MOUs with different donors, and there's different deliverables over a period of time. So the financial year end, I always call it like a perforated line in a project at 31st March. So you have to account, although that's not the project end date, you have to give some set of accounts at 31st March. So the project deadlines runs over that 31st March. So with regard to the project, you show the amount of money that's still set aside for deliverables after year end. And that is then managed separately. Those are very well managed in terms of MOUs. Some of the foreign countries have very strict rules in terms of supporting documentation, quarterly reports, etc., and we need to comply with all those conditions as per each separate contractual agreement. And that's also usually monitored by external parties, and they even sometimes send in their own independent auditors to also come and verify that set of accounts. With regards to the reduction of post-retirement medical aid obligations, Chair, I can refer the committee to page 141. The main reason, this is a liability on the financial statement, because it illustrates that we have an obligation towards retired people to provide them with certain medical services. Now, Chair, unfortunately, there was an involuntary exit in the number of people covered by this. In terms of the it was in the last year, it was 59 members that represented the liability. This year, it's represented by 56. So the number of people that's in the liability, the members covered, reduced. Although it's good for our financials, it's not necessarily, from a human perspective, it's not a good thing, but for our financial statement, it had a positive impact. Chair, thank you. That's two financial questions.
So how much is allocated for that?
It's an actuarial value of a basic medical aid for the member, basically. So it was at a time when medical aid was not part of the employee's package.
Yes, CEO.
Opposed with, okay,
the
CEO.
Do you want to talk to that?
Yes, Chair. I think when the organization was established, one of the liabilities that was there, it was post-retirement for the organization. And AG at the time, before, I think 2003, indicated that liability is actually increasing. And we as an organization need to look at that and try and manage it very closely. So with all the people that had the post-retirement medical aid, the board allocated funds to see how can we reinsure, and also working with those individuals to reduce the liability and see how. So some of the members, we in terms of the retirement, that post-retirement, they were given an opportunity to go and decide whether they're going to stay within the organization or they're going to take the funds and reinvest, so to reduce the liability. Some of the members took that option. Some of the members felt that they are already close to retirement, so they would want to keep that within the organization to assist in managing that. So we have put funds based on the number of those individuals within the organization that are still having the post-retirement need. So it depends.
So we're talking about medical aid.
Yes, it's a medical aid.
So you are paying for them even when they are no longer there.
Yes, it was the obligation in terms of government.
You know, Sun Parks has got a similar problem, and they're saying it's affecting the going concern status of the organization going forward because it's contingent liabilities. So is this any way going to affect? Are you sitting in a similar problem situation with Sandparks? I know the numbers are fewer here,
yes,
but that side the numbers are high and they're growing.
That was exactly the finding of the Auditor General years before and requested us as an organization to look at it. And then the board at the time said, let's put funds aside and do reinsurance and reinvestment, and so that we reduce that liability. Hence, we started to negotiate with those individuals that was part of their benefits to say, let's look at how we can work together. Some of the people were still very young. They said, okay, we'd rather go and invest in something else, so that we reduce that. Some were close to retirement, and the individual would say, I can't. It's a risk for me. So the organization should continue with the post-retirement medical aid. However, it's managed differently. So ours is a manageable challenge.
No. I'm happy with the response. You can proceed.
Thank you, CEO. Thank you, Honourable Chair. In terms of the alternative energy for the radar infrastructure, it's not only the radar infrastructure for observation we have, Honourable Chair. We've got other weather station, be it is automatic, be it is rainfall, be it is a solar network. So in some, we're already using alternative energy, more especially the solar. Our panel are also exposed to theft at times. But we are also working on the security for those. We have also, Honourable Chair, performed a study on alternative energy, inclusive of the alternatives, even the wind, which we presented to our board. The board has requested that we do further work on the study, Chair. We are hoping that is going to assist us moving forward as well. And then, Honourable Chair, in terms of the extension officers, now we started with KZN and Bloemfontein. So that was more like a pilot project, Honourable Chair, in partnership with NEPAD. We have received those calls to extend to other provinces. We are currently engaging NEPAD because we also want to move with it. The Bloemfontein did emphasize also that they would like to sustain this kind of initiative. So we are busy engaging with NEPAD, Honourable Chair. And then in terms of water shortage, Honourable Gagana, what is the South African Weather Service saying in this regard? We have presented to the Portfolio Committee of Water and Sanitation, Honourable Chair, In terms of the science, the projections are showing that there will be short duration of rainfall when we receive it. That means there will be a late onset, and then it will terminate quicker. And also, in terms of the long-term projections, it looks like we still expect a long period dry spell. So that means the drought problem is still going to be around. So that's the message that we communicated, Honorable Chair. And then Honorable Minister Nomvula Nokonyana said she has taken that into account when she's planning.
So we're going to be sitting with drought for some period to come.
Yes, Honorable Chair, you will get some reliefs, but those reliefs will be short-lived. But it looks like the droughts will be dominating. While the rainfall is going to be less, the temperatures are going to be above normal. So that is not a good combination, Honorable Chair, because it also talks to the high rate of evaporation. So that means you're going to be losing the few showers or few drops that you had.
So we're in trouble.
We're in trouble, Honorable Chair. We need to plan accordingly. And then in terms of the coverage of severe weather warnings, Honorable Makubela, we cover the whole country. One might say there is no radar over the northwestern parts, which is south of Namibia. We use satellite for those areas. So when we selected, for example, how we deploy radars, we look at that area, we said it's semi-desert, semi-arid area, so not frequent rainfall occurring, but the satellite technology has improved as well, so they get also covered. The challenge is not about whether the whole country is covered. The challenge is the effectiveness in terms of usage of information, working together with our partners, more especially disaster management authorities, who should coordinate at local level, have systems that are integrated in the local disaster management plan with their communities. Hence, now you see our new vision, Honorable Chair, is saying weather smart nation. So now we are working towards an end-to-end solution. So we don't just issue and say disaster management authorities do your part. So we are enhancing the collaboration so that our information is received and in time and is understood, and then appropriate actions are taken. In terms of other countries, these responsibilities are designated by the World Meteorological Organization because of our capabilities. So they do fund the activities related to this. The workshops that the CEO was talking about, the World Meteorological Organization are funding them. But we won't be contributing zero, because sometimes there's what we call in-kind, where our expertise, they contribute our time. Because that can also be translated to money. So there's a minimal contribution, Honorable Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
GM Commission.
So the DG wants to add?
No, it's the other question, Chair.
Okay. Let's get all the identified officials then to respond.
Thanks, CEO. The question on the shortage of water around Gauteng, Honorable Chair, I'd just like to add to what the GM operations has already alluded to. Through our products that we have launched, and I think it's on page 49 of the annual report, the HydroNet platform that we launched with the Netherlands in collaboration with the Dutch Meteorological Service last year, we have been able to make huge inroads, Chair. It's good to announce that we are already in negotiations and talking to the Rand Water Board. We were requested to come and make a presentation to the first session of the Board of Directors of Rand Water last week in terms of how we should be assisting them in planning the water resources, particularly around the Gauteng area. and they have we have already started the process of providing them with access to the HydroNet platform that gives them three applications to watch the rainfall. So we are quite excited about this project because we no longer just from a source informing the water sensitive sectors about the dry spells or short spells of rainfall, but we are giving them tools that is able to be integrated into their planning for water allocations. And they're able to communicate now with authority because they have the information better understood in their operations. Chair, I didn't want to steal our show for the second quarter report, but we are glad to announce that the Department of Water and Sanitation as well has bought the HydroNet platform for all the 9 encampment areas in South Africa so that they can be able to manage the water levels in their dams using the information of the rainfall forecast and assisting them to be able to allocate that. Through the Department of Water and Sanitation as well, because in the last few months we have been providing water to Swaziland, which was hard hit last year. They have also bought the package for the Met Service of Swaziland. So we are really making those inroads. But I think what is important to report, Chair, is the progression of not just giving information and forecast, but providing tools to these sectors now that they are able to integrate into their systems to be able to alleviate the risks that they might be facing, but also communicating to the users the importance of securing the water allocations. And we have met also with the farmers in Cape Town and the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, because there's also dam levels that needed to be washed around here for the planting season, which is hardly delayed now. So this platform is already making inroads, partly in the Eskom. Eskom bought it as well. Chair, I'm still in the show for this year. But the we are really putting the services out there in this water sector.
No, we're happy for the information.
We can see we've got commercial share.
Yeah, so do we have... are we done in the in terms of? Okay. Quick.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, CEO. In terms of the stakeholder, as far as the stakeholders that where there's areas of improvement, it's our media stakeholder. Mainly there it's about information, provision of information. What we've done is we've increased the number of interactions that we have with the media. For instance, we recently did the outlook for spring with the media. We invited them and we had an interaction with them. We plan to do that on a quarterly basis and keep the media updated, and as well as also having other information sessions so that they're kept up to date as far as what the conditions are going to be. The other area is institutions of higher learning. Mainly it's about information sharing there again for research as well as other projects that they would have. Our approach there is to conclude, for instance, memoranda of understanding that are mutually beneficial between the institution of higher learning as well as the organization. I think a good example is the one that has been presented here where we have that MOU with VITS, and we will then be enriching and reviewing other MOUs that we have with other institutions. Last but not least is also, for instance, our aviation industry. What we found with the aviation industry as well as other clientele that we have is that our clientele has become more savvy. They've become more demanding in terms of the types of products and the services that they require from the organization. So again, there, if you look at our strategy for this year, we'll be doing a study where we're trying to understand what the needs are of our various clientele, as well as we've also increased, as far as research is concerned, our unit that is able to provide applications to various sectors and industries. So those are just some of the initiatives that we have within the organization that are meant to actually address some of the issues that we've picked up within the stakeholder survey. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Last one.
Thank you, Chair. With the bursaries, we achieved 57, as reported, and it's basically affected by the fact that it's the specialized area. So in terms of the fees, it tends to be quite high, and we do provide the bursaries both internal and external. Internal, it's mostly for MSCs and your PhDs, and then external, it would be the undergraduates. But what we're planning to do is to also try and take advantage of the fees must fall now, in trying to see if we can be able to get more money for purposes of providing bursaries, but also being able to see if we're able to get external bursaries from some of the other collaborations that we have, which is something we've already started. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Gigi wanted to come in.
Thank you, Chair and honourable members. The question about the board, what the numbers are for board members in terms of the Weather Services Act of 2001, it prescribes between eight to ten part-time members plus the CEO and the DEA, or the Departmental Representative. Cabinet approved 11 members on account of gender balancing. So the current members are 11, plus the CEO as ex officio and the DEA member. And Honourable Chair, just also to clarify the matter on stormy weather allegations, Minister referred it to the board in order for the board to cooperate with the public protector. It is investigated by the public protector. Just to clarify that. Thank you very much.
Okay. So we're not complying in terms of board composition. It's 8 to 10 and we've got 11. So I think we must review that. The question arose also yesterday with Smangaliso. So we'd like the department to look into that and then to correct it, so that we are not found wanting outside of what the law prescribes. So that's for the department then to clarify and then to support in the next when a source appears again, probably to give us it's going to be the first or the second quarter report. Okay, and then the issue of the investigation, I'm glad that has been concluded by whoever who was investigating. And then the board will then be seized with that and then finalize, give a report to the minister, and then give us a report. There is one which has been outstanding from 2012 or 2013. We did receive that, and we spoke to the public protector, and we're told that that is still outstanding. It's a bit worrying because it has been outstanding from 2012, and it's now 4 years. It's very unfair to investigate a matter for 4 years because it involves individuals. Their professional integrity, their reputation, and so forth. So we will be following it up with the PP to get it finalized, because once you investigate anything, it must be concluded, as they say, expeditiously, as soon as possible, so that there's clarity. So it's just unusual for the people to investigate for 4 years. So we'll be following it up to make sure that that is finalized. But we'll be happy to receive the report as to how this other one was finalized. But if it's done by the same institution, I don't understand why they are finalizing this one and not finalizing a package. Probably they should be finalizing a package and giving you the package. But I see you wanted to comment, Chair.
Yes, sir. But I just want to explain. There are two reports. The first one is the one that is the minister asked the board to investigate. That is the one that I said is complete. It will be tabled on the 2nd of November. And then there is another one that is being in. We received the questions on the 15th of August from the public protector. So there is another one that is being investigated.
From 2012?
No. Yes, from some of the issues are from 2012. So we have complied. We have given them all the necessary information that they were looking for. And they had promised that they would come back to us in about a month.
Okay. All right. If we can get whatever information that you have so that we also follow up with the PP so that the matters can then be concluded and then a report issued, and then we can then deal with that. But the other ones, we're happy that you are going to do that, and would like you to also share with us the outcome of that investigation. but I must say that from what came out, it does look like Source has got a competent team. Judging from the responses of the staff members to the questions that were posed, maybe that's the reason why you keep on getting unqualified. Because the competency of the personnel plays a role as well in making sure that the organization runs smoothly. And our impression is that it looks like you're running a slick machine there. You must keep up the good work. We'll see each other again when you come and present the second quarter report. Thank you very much, Chair, for coming. We're going to break for about 5 minutes, body break, and then come back. Thank you.
Thank you.